Dear Cheap Astronomy, is the Dragon version 2 landing procedure physically plausible? The Dragon version 2, or V2, is SpaceX's proposed new manned capsule for 7 astronauts. To date, we have only seen a full-scale mock-up and an animated video of what the real spacecraft might do. Perhaps its most remarkable feature is that it can land by powered descent. From orbit, the craft will shed much of its velocity during atmospheric re-entry, aerobraking with an ablative heat shield. This will not be much different from an Apollo or Soyuz re-entry, though the craft is expected to be more maneuverable during re-entry to maximize its aerobraking, while also lining itself up for a pinpoint landing. As the capsule aerobrakes into thicker atmosphere, it will reach terminal velocity, a constant velocity arising when the spacecraft's acceleration due to gravity balances with the resistance of the atmosphere. From here, an Apollo or a Soyuz capsule might deploy parachutes to further slow the craft and then land. However, Dragon version 2 will fire retro rockets to slow its descent all the way down to a soft landing, without using parachutes. And Dragon V2 has unusual retro rockets. They don't fire straight down, since the rocket's jets would need to project through the heat shield to do that. Instead, they fire diagonally from 4 equidistant points above and around the heat shield. This is a curious solution. Even 1950s science fiction retro rockets fired straight down. After all, it's all about Newton's second law of equal and opposite reactions. Firing diagonally to your direction of motion will not give you an opposite or an equal reaction. Based on the demonstration video, the angle used for rocket firing means that only 70% of the rocket's output will effectively contribute retro thrust to the capsule's direction of motion. It may be that firing diagonally from 4 points will give the craft more stability on descent. However, there is some risk involved too. If one or two of the engines fail on the same side, the whole craft could be flipped upside down. That would be what is commonly known as a mission failure. But a lot of very smart people with PhDs in engineering worked on the design, so we might assume that it will all go smoothly. In this podcast, we just want to investigate the physical plausibility of the landing procedure, and that is just a question of mathematics. If the Dragon 2 aerobraking procedure is as effective as claimed, it could slow the capsule to a falling terminal velocity of around 300 kilometers an hour. The Super Draco rocket specs say that they can deliver thrust of around 8,000 kilometers an hour. That sounds like a lot of thrust, but we need to think in terms of momentum, not just velocity. The downward momentum of the falling spacecraft is a product of its mass and its velocity. The rockets can expel propellant at a speed that is about 25 times faster than the fall of the spacecraft. But remember, the rockets fire diagonally, so about 30% of that reverse thrust is wasted, since the vector of the thrust is not opposite to the vector of descent. But it is probably still enough thrust. The effective reverse thrust of the rockets is a product of the mass and velocity of their propellant fuel. A hypergolic nitrogen tetroxide hydrazine mix, if you really want to know. It works out that if 10 to 15% of the spacecraft's initial falling mass was rocket fuel, and that 10 to 15% mass was then retro thrust at 8,000 kilometers an hour, you could bring the spacecraft to a gradual halt, despite the 30% efficiency lost due to the diagonal thrust vector. The exact mathematics require calculus, since the loss of fuel progressively robs the spacecraft of some of its momentum, so it gets progressively easier to slow with the same force of retrothrust as it approaches the end of its fall. You also have to account for the reduction of speed from terminal velocity, which returns the capsule to an accelerating fall in a gravity field. But trust me, I'm an astronomy podcaster. The math works. Some may still argue that the retro rockets are just an exorbitant and inefficient luxury that will further pollute the atmosphere. But it is nice to know that the math works. And just in case it all goes pear-shaped, Dragon V2 will carry parachutes anyway.